Why your ideas don't land and how to make them stick. You've been there. Standing in front of colleagues, pitching what you believe is a groundbreaking idea. You've spent hours refining it, rehearsing your delivery, and preparing for questions. Yet somehow, the response is lukewarm at best. Days later, nobody remembers what you proposed. Your brilliant idea has evaporated into the organizational ether. What went wrong? The ability to communicate ideas effectively is perhaps the most undervalued skill in business today. Whether you're a CEO presenting a new vision, a team leader introducing a process change, or an employee suggesting an innovation, the success of your idea depends less on its inherent quality and more on how you communicate it. The hard truth is that great ideas die every day not because they lack merit, but because they lack stickiness. According to research from Stanford University's Graduate School of Business, certain ideas survive and thrive while others perish, regardless of their intrinsic value. This phenomenon isn't random, it follows specific patterns that we can learn and apply. In this article, we'll explore why your ideas might be failing to land and provide actionable strategies to make them stick in the minds of your audience. The science behind ideas that stick. In their groundbreaking work, Chip and Dan Heath identified 6 principles that make ideas memorable and impactful. Their research, documented in the best-selling book Made to Stick, Why Some Ideas Survive and Others Die, offers a framework that explains why urban legends spread like wildfire while important company announcements are forgotten by lunchtime. Understanding these principles is the first step toward transforming how your ideas are received. The success framework, simple, unexpected, concrete, credible, emotional, stories, provides a blueprint for crafting messages that resonate and endure. Ideas that embody these characteristics penetrate the noise of our information-saturated world and lodge themselves in the memory of the audience. But before we delve into these principles, let's examine why so many potentially great ideas fail to gain traction. Why your ideas are falling flat. The curse of knowledge. Perhaps the most insidious barrier to effective communication is what psychologists call the curse of knowledge. Once we know something, it becomes difficult to imagine what it's like not to know it. This cognitive bias makes us assume that others understand concepts that are familiar to us, leading to communication that flies over people's heads. When presenting ideas, experts often dive into jargon and complexities that make perfect sense to them but leave their audience confused. That revolutionary supply chain optimization you've devised might be crystal clear in your mind, but your colleagues who haven't spent months studying the problem need you to translate its value into terms they can grasp immediately. Drowning in abstraction. Abstract concepts rarely stick. When ideas remain theoretical, lacking concrete examples or tangible applications, they slip through the cognitive cracks of your audience. Human brains are wired to process and remember specific, concrete information rather than vague generalities. Consider how politicians often speak in abstractions: we'll improve healthcare versus we'll reduce emergency room wait times from 45 minutes to 10 minutes. The second statement creates a clear mental image that resonates with real experiences. Similarly, business communications frequently suffer from this abstraction problem, talking about enhancing customer experience rather than reducing customer service response time from 24 hours to 2 hours. Missing the emotional connection. Logic might seem like the cornerstone of business decisions, but neuroscience tells us that emotions drive behavior. Ideas that fail to forge an emotional connection rarely inspire action. Your meticulously researched proposal might be logically flawless, but if it doesn't make people feel something, excitement, relief, hope, or even fear, it won't motivate them to change or act. As NPR's coverage of sticky ideas points out, emotional resonance is what transforms information from something we merely process into something we care about and remember. The most successful communicators understand that facts tell, but emotions sell. Complexity overload. In our attempt to appear thorough and knowledgeable, we often burden our ideas with unnecessary complexity. When an idea requires too much cognitive effort to understand, most people simply won't invest the energy. The human brain naturally gravitates toward simplicity. It's a survival mechanism that helps us make quick decisions in a complex world. This doesn't mean dumbing down your ideas, it means distilling them to their essential core. Steve Jobs was a master of this, famously demanding that Apple's products and messages be simple enough for anyone to understand. His product presentations didn't overwhelm with technical specifications, they focused on how the products would change people's lives. Failing to tell a story. Humans are hardwired for narrative. For thousands of years before written language, stories were how we passed down knowledge, values, and warnings. Yet in professional settings, we often strip our ideas of narrative elements, presenting them as disjointed facts and figures. When you frame your idea as a story with characters, conflict, and resolution, you create a mental framework that helps people process, remember, and relate to your message. Stories engage more parts of the brain than factual information alone, creating stronger, more resilient memories. The 6 principles for making your ideas stick. Now that we understand the common pitfalls, let's explore the 6 principles that can transform your ideas from forgettable to unforgettable. These principles, outlined in this comprehensive guide to sticky ideas, provide a practical framework for crafting messages that resonate deeply and endure in the minds of your audience. 1. Simplicity. Simplicity isn't about dumbing down, it's about prioritization and focus. It means finding the core of your idea and expressing it in a compact, profound way. Southwest Airlines' core idea: we are the low-fare airline, guided decades of business decisions. When faced with adding meals on flights, they asked, "Will this help us be the low-fare airline?" The answer was no, so they didn't do it. To simplify your idea, ask yourself, "If my audience could remember only one thing about this, what should it be?" Then build your communication around that core. Prune everything that doesn't directly support this central message. Remember, when you say 3 things, you say nothing. Focus is power. 2. Unexpectedness. Our brains are prediction machines, constantly anticipating what comes next. When those predictions are violated in a relevant way, we pay attention. Unexpected ideas break patterns and create surprise, which triggers interest and curiosity. To leverage unexpectedness, first identify the assumptions or routines you want to challenge. Then disrupt them in a meaningful way. When Schering Plow wanted to sell more copper-tone sunscreen, they could have simply reminded people about skin cancer risks expected and easily ignored. Instead, they installed UV cameras in malls that showed visitors the sun damage invisible to the naked eye. This unexpected approach created a powerful aha moment that changed behavior. 3. Concreteness. Abstract language might sound sophisticated, but concrete language creates understanding. Concrete ideas are specific, sensory, and vivid. They create mental images that stick in memory. To make your ideas more concrete, use specific examples, vivid imagery, and sensory language. Instead of talking about improving customer satisfaction, describe how customers will receive responses within 2 hours instead of 2 days. Replace "enhance operational efficiency" with "reduce assembly time from 45 minutes to 30 minutes per unit." Concrete language bridges the gap between expert and novice, making your idea accessible to everyone. 4. Credibility. In a world of information overload, credibility determines whether people accept your idea. While authority, titles, expertise, can provide credibility, it's not the only way. Internal credibility, the believability inherent in the idea itself, can be even more powerful. You can build credibility through statistics, make them meaningful, testable credentials, let people try for themselves, and vivid details that signal authenticity. When Subway wanted to convince people their sandwiches could be healthy, they didn't use clinical studies, they used Jared Fogel, who lost over 200 pounds eating their sandwiches. His before and after photos provided compelling, accessible evidence that anyone could understand. 5. Emotions. People care about people, not abstractions. To make people care about your idea, you need to tap into emotion. This doesn't mean manipulating feelings, it means connecting your idea to something people already care about. Research from behavioral economics shows that we're wired to care more about individuals than statistics. Mother Teresa understood this when she said, "If I look at the mass, I will never act. If I look at one person, I will." To leverage this principle, find the human element in your idea. How does it affect individual people? What values does it connect to? Appeal to self-interest but also to identity. People make decisions based not just on what's in it for me, but also what kind of person am I. 6. Stories. Stories are powerful because they combine many of the previous principles. They provide simulation, knowledge about how to act, and inspiration, motivation to act. When we hear stories, our brains react as if we're experiencing the events ourselves, creating deeper understanding and stronger memories. To harness the power of stories, collect and curate narratives that embody your idea. Look for 3 basic plots: the challenge plot, overcoming obstacles; the connection plot, building bridges between people; and the creativity plot, solving problems with breakthrough insights. These narratives serve as Trojan horses for your ideas, sneaking past the guards of skepticism and lodging in memory. As experts in communication psychology explain, Effective stories don't just entertain, they transport the audience into a narrative where your idea becomes not just understood but felt. Implementing the sticky framework in real situations. Understanding principles is one thing, applying them in real business situations is another. Let's explore how to implement these concepts in common scenarios where your ideas need to land and stick. Presenting to leadership. When pitching ideas upward, remember that executives are overwhelmed with information and short on time. Lead with your core message, simplicity, then support it with surprising data or insights, unexpectedness. Use concrete metrics that matter to the business, concreteness, and incorporate credible evidence tailored to executive concerns, credibility. Connect your idea to strategic priorities and organizational values, emotions, and frame your presentation as a story of opportunity or challenge that the company can address, stories. For example, rather than presenting a generic plan for digital transformation, tell the story of a specific customer whose journey could be dramatically improved, backed by concrete metrics on conversion rates and competitor benchmarks. Driving change within teams. Team members resist change when they don't understand it or don't believe in it. To overcome this resistance, simplify the change to its essential purpose, simplicity, and disrupt complacency by highlighting surprising gaps between current performance and potential, unexpectedness. Provide specific examples of how the change will work in day-to-day operations, concreteness, and build credibility through small wins or pilot programs, credibility. Address both rational concerns, will this work? And emotional ones, what does this mean for me? By connecting the change to team values and individual growth, emotions. Finally, share stories of similar successful transformations, preferably from within your organization, stories. Selling ideas to customers or clients. When persuading customers, avoid feature lists and focus instead on a clear value proposition, simplicity. Break pattern by challenging industry assumptions or highlighting overlooked problems, unexpectedness. Replace vague benefits with specific scenarios showing your solution in action, concreteness. Enhance credibility through customer testimonials, demonstrations, and guarantees that reduce perceived risk, credibility. Appeal to both rational value, ROI, efficiency, and emotional value, peace of mind, status, belonging, to create deeper motivation, emotions. Wrap everything in customer success stories that prospective clients can see themselves in, stories. Communicating vision and strategy. Organizational visions often fail because they're too abstract to guide action. Successful vision statements distill complex aspirations into simple, meaningful phrases, simplicity, that challenge conventional thinking, unexpectedness. They translate lofty goals into tangible pictures of success, concreteness, and demonstrate commitment through leadership actions that align with the vision, credibility. Effective visions tap into collective purpose and values that transcend mere profit, emotions, and are reinforced through stories of progress, impact, and transformation, stories. Consider how Martin Luther King Jr. didn't just say we need racial equality, he painted a vivid, concrete picture of what that world would look like in his I Have a Dream speech. Creating your sticky idea checklist. Before launching your next idea, run it through this diagnostic checklist inspired by the stickiness principles. Core message check, can you express your idea in a single, memorable sentence? Pattern breaker check, what's surprising, counterintuitive, or unexpected about your idea? Concreteness check, have you translated all abstract concepts into specific examples or scenarios? Credibility check, what makes your idea believable? Have you included testable claims or compelling evidence? Emotional check, why should people care? Have you connected to values or aspirations? Story check, what narrative brings your idea to life? Does it include challenges, characters, and resolution? This checklist isn't just for formal presentations. Use it when writing emails, leading meetings, or having one-on-one conversations about important ideas. The principles work at any scale, from elevator pitches to comprehensive strategies. When ideas must evolve, adaptive communication. Sometimes, despite your best efforts, an idea still doesn't stick. This doesn't necessarily mean the idea itself is flawed, it might mean your communication approach needs adaptation. Successful communicators treat audience feedback as valuable data, not rejection. Pay attention to which parts of your message generate interest versus confusion. Notice what questions keep coming up, which indicates gaps in your communication. Be willing to reframe your idea from different angles until you find the version that resonates. Amazon's leadership understands this well. When developing new products, they start with a press release and FAQ document that communicates the idea clearly to customers before building anything. This working backwards approach forces clarity and customer focus from the beginning, allowing the idea to evolve based on what actually resonates. As you refine your communication, remember that sticky ideas often emerge through iteration. Communication experts emphasize that the first version of your message rarely captures the full potential of your idea. Be patient with the process and committed to finding the most resonant expression of your concept. The ethics of sticky ideas. The principles that make ideas stick are powerful, and like any powerful tool, they come with responsibility. The same techniques that help beneficial ideas spread can also propagate harmful ones. As you develop your communication skills, maintain awareness of the ethical dimensions of persuasion. Sticky ideas should illuminate truth rather than obscure it. They should empower people to make better decisions, not manipulate them into actions against their interests. The most ethical approach is to combine stickiness with genuine value ideas that are both memorable and meaningful, both persuasive and positive. When your ideas create genuine value and are communicated effectively, you achieve something remarkable: influence with integrity. Your ideas spread not through manipulation but through merit, amplified by masterful communication. Conclusion. Ideas are the currency of modern business, but even brilliant ideas fail without effective communication. By understanding why ideas typically don't land and applying the principles that make them stick, you transform your communication from forgettable to unforgettable. The journey from having an idea to creating impact requires bridging the gap between your expert understanding and your audience's initial confusion. It means fighting the curse of knowledge, embracing simplicity, leveraging surprise, providing concrete examples, establishing credibility, connecting emotionally, and wrapping everything in compelling stories. This approach isn't just about getting your way or winning arguments, it's about ensuring that valuable ideas get the attention and action they deserve. When important ideas stick, organizations make better decisions, teams collaborate more effectively, and individuals gain influence regardless of their formal authority. As you prepare your next presentation, write your next email, or lead your next meeting, remember that your ideas deserve the best possible chance to make an impact. Apply these principles consistently, and you'll find that your communication doesn't just inform, it inspires, persuades, and transforms. The most successful leaders aren't necessarily those with the best ideas, they're those whose ideas spread, stick, and inspire action. With deliberate practice and the framework provided here, you can develop this capability and dramatically increase your impact in any professional context. For deeper insights into effective communication strategies and professional development resources, visit this comprehensive communication resource portal designed to help business professionals master the art of impactful expression.